that is the world famous Chuck Crabb.
Sitting here enjoying, as always.
Let's bring in your buddy, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mr. Glass, Scott, and Mr. Crabb.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Good morning.
Charles, how are you doing today?
Doing nicely. Boy, we got
had a nice one last night, I heard, huh?
House was electric. That was one word being used. We made a nice effort, Joe. Everybody contributed, and very exciting. Very, very
well,
exciting.
Well, it goes back 44 years. I can't ever remember in all my years as good a home start as Terry's crew has molded out in this 10-0.
Best in the program history, sure.
Yeah.
79-74, Hoosiers win beating Iowa last night. Terry Moore on the Assembly Hall court. They were down 17 with 3:38 to go in the third quarter. Win in regulation.
Yeah.
Not even any overtime.
Nope.
As the Hoosiers shoot 10 of 12 from the field, 4 of 4 from the three-point line, and 8 of 11 from the charity stripe. And when we will talk more women's basketball a little bit later this morning. We will talk girls high school basketball, Joe, coming up. But last night, you were courtside at the Mustang Corral, and Andy Hodson's North Cougars put the straitjacket on Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs in a defensive struggle last night. Tell us what you saw and give us a preview for the weekend.
Well, it was defense with a capital D woven in big time from start to finish for Andy Hodson's North Cougs last night. On the airwaves, a decisive 48-33 romp of Dave Mahurin's Western Indiana Conference champions out of the Mustang Corral. A solid start with his pesky man-to-man, even a better finish, holding the Mustangs without a field goal the final quarter. North's best defensive effort of the year. Edgewood's a lowest output of the year as the Maroon and Gold put together a two-game winning streak for the first time since before Christmas. The Mustangs made it a game early in the third quarter, 28-26, but the Cougs used a late first quarter and then an early second 13-0 run to gain command as Edgewood labored turning the ball over and missing shots. Not a real good combination. They did whittle it to 2 in the third as the Mustangs rallied, but just couldn't solve Norris' game plan defensively, holding Braden Patton to only 8 points, Cole Craddock to 6. Malik LaFoon doing a super job defensively on Craddock, holding him in check with only 4 shots the entire night, while Shining himself putting in 19 to pace the Northsiders, who won for a 6th straight time in the series. Musa Jallo took away Joe Keto's effectiveness running and getting Edgewood into its offense Thursday night. Musa finished with 13, and Sean Rutter was outstanding, running the point for Coach Andy, also serving up 11 points. Edgewood shot only 33%. Cooper Bybee, the lone double-figure scorer, with 12. Tom Anderson's JVs, the VHS, moved to 9-7. They won the JV game over George Leonard's Cougars, 41-39. Girls sectional semifinals front and center tonight. 4A play on the McKinney court on the north side for Larry Winter South Panthers as they battle 18-game winner East Central at 6 in the opener. South enters the postseason on a 3-game win streak. Sharice Otter, Lauren Leal, and freshman point guard Addie Blackwell, the South trio that'll have to be, well, clicking tonight offensively if South wants to play for a title tomorrow night. Defending champion Columbus North and Columbus East will play in the other semifinal. Gary Sims, the Western Indiana Conference champions, beat Sullivan back in November by 16, and they have them again tonight, opening up the Northview semifinals at 6 o'clock in the 3A sectional. Edgewood looking for win number 16 tonight, and like South, hop into the postseason off a first-round bye. A win and a chance themselves to play for a championship Saturday night against either Northview or rival Owen Valley. By the way, Cougars of the future, Joe Boddy's 7th graders ended the season winning 4 of its final 5, hitting some key free throws late to beat Linton 55-53. Jack Rader led the Trojans. Keep that name under your hat. He had 20 points and 16 rebounds playing his final 7th grade game for Tri-North last night. In the pool, Phil Coles, Conference Indiana champion South Swimmers and Divers, the ladies have aligned themselves for a sectional title upcoming Saturday at Columbus North. They qualified 24 total for the finals following prelims last night. South has 21 plus all 3 of its relay in the A finals. That's the top 8. Dave Tanner's North Cougars, they moved 11 into the A finals in all three of its relays. Edgewood qualified 4 in the B finals. The divers get going at 9 on Saturday, followed by, championship finals in all of the events. 1 o'clock tomorrow at Columbus North.
And a busy weekend on the pools, on the hard courts, everywhere else, on the mats. And that means we'll have a busy Monday to wrap it all up. And the girls' sectional basketball obviously is the key tonight. But last night, Joe, it was when I saw the score this morning, I was shocked there. So that was some defensive performance by North.
Well, it was their best effort of the year by far, no question about it. And I say they came out electric and then held Edgewood without a field goal in the final quarter after it got a little tight there in the third quarter.
Especially
Sean Rutter, Riley Crean hit a big shot to create some separation late in the third quarter, and Rutter was doing a great job running the offense. The Cougars played well. They didn't turn the ball over and obviously held Braden Patton, who came into the game averaging a near double-double, 18 and 10. They held him, as I say, to only 8 points on the night, and Cole Craddock only had 4 points. And when that happens, Edgewood doesn't win, and they didn't last night.
And looking at some IU stuff, we'll take care of in the next 8:45 hour. Big Ten basketball last night. Wisconsin beats Ohio State in Madison. Northwestern thumps Minnesota 82-58. Minnesota seems like they can't play anybody but us. That's a very weird thing for them. Pacers are in action tonight as they head to Atlanta to take on the Hawks. And there's a large football game coming up this weekend. You boys heard of it? Something about Super Bowl?
Huge. Number 50, isn't it?
Yeah, for certain.
So big they've gotten rid of the Roman numerals, Joe.
Yeah. Went to 5-0, didn't
That's
they?
That's right. Yeah. Santa Clara, California, Levi Stadium, the site, the home field, the brand new home field of the San Francisco 49ers. Peyton Manning and the Broncos and the Carolina Panthers will have coverage for you. What time does that start again, Joe?
2:30 coverage. Should get you enough time to get ready for the kickoff at what? Well, 6:38 or so?
That's the good news, because you've got, if you're going to make your Super Bowl spread, your Super Bowl buffet, you can listen to us in the kitchen. Get you ready to roll with all that. What else are we missing here?
Well, we got the boys regional wrestling tomorrow. Don't want to forget that. That starts at 11 o'clock on the Bloomington South mats. Mike Runyon's crew looking pretty sharp after its sectional championship with a lot of qualifiers. So, and Edgewood, Greg Ratliff doing another great job with the Edgewood wrestlers, and they're quite strong as well. They had 3 champions out of the sectional, and it'll be interesting to see who all gets through to the semi-state down in Evansville next weekend. But Bloomington South Wrestling Regional, they'll start on the mats at 11.
All right, Smitty, we'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll get a preview of the Hoosiers' trip to Penn State to take on the Nittany Lions. And Nittany Lions are just above Rutgers and winless Rutgers and winless Minnesota. Penn State has 2 wins, but a little trap game here for the Hoosiers, see if they can keep their focus before coming home to Iowa next week. And we'll get caught up on the women. They're big winners last night, as we said, 79-74. Wrestling, tennis, everything else that's going on. We'll do that at 8:45.
Sounds like a plan.
8:46 at WGCL. It's Big Show Friday, the final quarter of an hour. And that means we check in with Joe Smith live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Live and hungry. Julie, you're making me awfully hungry. Now,
what time do we show
your
up?
Your broadcasting part. What time does your party start so we can, Glass and I'll be there?
I'm gonna send you guys an invite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You didn't get that? Almost got lost in the mail.
Haven't yet. No, uh-uh.
Well, I haven't checked my mailbox here at the station, Joe. Maybe
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, I haven't checked my
that's
inbox.
The problem.
I'll
that's
expect
the problem.
To check it later today before I leave for Penn State.
That's exactly
there you go.
Right. And the Hoosiers
we'll be there.
On
that
the road.
That sounds delicious. Those
yeah.
little Hawaiian hors d'oeuvres
oh,
and all
so
your
good.
Little goodies. Wow.
Yeah. You know
brand
what?
New smoker. Ooh.
I feel like I'm going to have to bring you guys in some of these little, especially the desserts. They're really good.
Oh, no. We'll be there firsthand and try it ourselves.
I'd love it. Do it. I would love it. Love it, actually.
Wow, you get started early.
Yeah, I think, let's see, what time are we start? I think we're starting at like 5:30. Maybe we know that it's going to go
late
in the day.
That's the biggest faux pas of Super Bowl parties.
What?
I got one to go to at 6 o'clock. I'm like, what are you doing? You guys, we're going to socialize for 30 minutes and the game's going to kick off?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl party should start at 4 o'clock. You get all the socializing.
Get all the talking.
And then football starts. And then the people that like football can go home.
That's true.
You've got to get ready, man. You can't hop in a half hour before they lay it on the tee.
No, that's not good. I don't like that.
I'm going because I'm a good friend, but come on, people.
Yeah.
Joe, you can't organize everybody. You can't do it.
No, you can't.
No. So we'll have some fun with it. You'll have some fun on the road at Penn State. We'll talk about that momentarily. But what a fun fourth quarter. The final 13 minutes and 38 seconds at the Assembly Hall last night. Terry Moore's Hoosiers, Joe, left for dead at the side of the road, down 17. Nothing is going their way. Then all of a sudden, the lights flickered, the light bulb turned on, and all of a sudden, the floodgates open in a fantastic come-from-behind victory on a Thursday night.
Well, it's now a perfect 10 for Terry Moore's basketball women, 10-0 and counting. The home court slate on the McCracken hardwood, a feat that no other women's team has accomplished in the 45-year history of the game for the women at Indiana U. And that second-half comeback against Iowa last night on a scale of 1 to 10 may have been a 20. The final 10 minutes about as scintillating as the fellas' performance Tuesday night up in Ann Arbor. Down 17 with just over 3.5 to play in the third, Coach Terry's crew blistered the Hawkeyes 32-16 in the fourth quarter to win for a sixth time in league play, 79-74. Indiana didn't miss many. They hit 10 of 12 from the field, all four of its threes, 8 of 11 from the line. Jen Anderson scored 11 of her 18 in the quarter. Amanda Cahill created havoc before she fouled out with a 24-point career night. Tyra Buss recorded her second double of the year, 18 and 10. Her layup the final half minute sealed things. Tyra also had 7 assists, and playmate in the backcourt, Alexis Cassian, was a point and 2 assists short of a triple-double. 9, 11, and 8, her line for Alexis Thursday night. It was Indiana's fifth win, overcoming a fourth-quarter deficit this year. Nebraska comes in Sunday at 2 o'clock on National Girls and Women in Sports Day with activities planned for Gladstein Fieldhouse before the 2 o'clock tip on Sunday. Nebraska 7-4, just a game ahead of Indiana in fourth place. Meanwhile, Penn State, the outpost for the basketball Hoosiers of Coach Tom, a Saturday night game at 8 o'clock at Bryce Jordan Arena. For the Hoosiers, trying to extend its win streak out to 3 with its second road win of the week. Penn State struggling to score big time this year, averaging less than 63 a game in what has been an 11-12 campaign to date. The Nittany Lions, who have dropped 4 straight in the league and stand 2-8 going into this one tomorrow night. Iowa, by the way, plays Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, at Illinois, an afternoon game. Last night, Wisconsin won its 5th straight. They moved to 6-4, have not lost a game since they beat the Hoosiers. They beat up on Ohio State by 11 at the Kohl Center last night in Madison. Northwestern snapped its 5-game losing streak, blasting winless Minnesota last night in Evanston by 24. Well, after dueling with second-ranked and unbeaten Iowa tonight out in Carver-Hawkeye, Dwayne Goldman's 16th-ranked Hoosier Grapplers will host Purdue at 1 o'clock Sunday over at UGym, looking for its first MAC win over the Boilers in 6 years. And the win would also give Indiana the Indiana Governor's Cup points lead, 6-5, with a victory on the home mat Sunday. Meanwhile, Jeremy Wertzman's tennis fellas have Ball State in Washington later today and tonight at the center. 6 o'clock this evening, by the way, against the Huskies at the Tennis Center. Sam Bonnet coming off a perfect weekend in both singles and doubles last week. This week's Big Ten Athlete of the Week. Sam having a great year for Coach Jeremy, 14-3 overall. Indiana as a team, 2-2. Meanwhile, the women of Lynn Loring, the Queens, will be at the Tennis Center on Saturday, intent upon improving its 4-1 record. They'll be hosting Western Michigan at 10 and Moorhead State at 2:30 on Saturday. Sophomore Daniel Kuhn, he just keeps getting quicker and quicker, back-to-back Big Ten Athlete of the Week honors. He and mates head up to South Bend, along with the Hoosier women, for the Mayo Invitational, which gets its start later tonight. Daniel, by the way, has the number one time in the country in the 600 meters. He set the new school record last weekend at the IU Relays, a quick 116.9. And Mary King has the Warner Polo Queens competing against Wagner and Brown. in the Bruno Invitational Classic out in Providence, Rhode Island. Also Sunday, they'll take on Harvard and Marist College before returning to Bloomington.
Joe, and a busy weekend on the high school beat as well with girls sectional basketball tonight. Let's not forget about that as our local teams are in action there.
Well, the boys yield to the girls because they are in the postseason. The ladies, Bloomington South and Edgewood, we wish them the best. The Panther ladies step out on the McKinney court tonight at 6 against the very tall and talented 18-game winning East Central Trojan Club. And if things go right, they'll play for a championship, probably against defending champion Columbus North. But even in a neutral setting, North of Columbus and Columbus East play each other in that second semifinal tonight. The championship game, by the way, is 7:30 on Saturday night. And like Bloomington South, Gary Sims, WIC champion Edgewood girls, the Lady Mustangs meet Sullivan for a second time this year. They beat them, but that was game four of the season earlier this year. They'll be involved in 6 o'clock play in the first semifinal at Northview. Northview and Owen Valley play in the second game, and again, the winners come back Saturday to play for the championship. By the way, the wrestling regional at Bloomington South tomorrow at 11 o'clock. The best of luck to Bloomington South, Edgewood, and also Bloomington North as they try to move on to the semi-state level down in Evansville next weekend. But the regional always interesting. We'll see what goes on tomorrow. They'll start at 11 a.m.
All right, enjoy the Super Bowl coverage starting just after 2 on Sunday. Enjoy your trip to Happy Valley. Let's make it a happy one, 8 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. As you mentioned, Hoosiers on the second of 3 road games in the next 4. So that's we'll keep an eye on that. Next busy week next week, Iowa, Michigan State. So time to do the work. It all counts in the end.
Yep.
And Monday morning we'll have us a busy recap just like we always do.
Yeah, man, Bloomington North beat Edgewood last night, 48-33, FYI.
A defensive struggle there. And Pacers are in action tonight. They are in Atlanta, then home Detroit tomorrow. And the golf is in Phoenix, so we'll keep an eye on that. It's they're a little rowdy out there, have a little bit of fun. So
yeah.
That'll be your pregame show tomorrow, watching a little golf.
Yeah.
Get ready for that. All right, buddy, safe travels, please.
All righty. Julie, have a great weekend. We'll be there at what time now?
5:30.
Okay.
All right, I'll look forward to it.
Thank you. We
record this, Joe. We got proof. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All righty. Have a great weekend, guys.